As we celebrate those who serve in the military and honor those who have given up their lives on this Memorial Day, it's often hard for most to completely comprehend a soldier's life. The extensive training and structured schedule is often also filled with a lot of downtime, where soldiers often need to find a release. For Teresa Fazio, a former Marine captain who served in Iraq, that release was skateboarding. She wrote about it for the New York Times and joins us live now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Teresa, thanks for your time on this Memorial Day, and thanks for your service.
Sure. Thank you for having me on.
And what does Ollie a curb mean?
It means using the skateboard to jump up onto something. So say a curb. I live in New York, and there's a lot of those here.
And so you still do a lot of Ollies?
Not quite anymore. So as I wrote in the piece, I broke my foot trying to do some last summer, and I still haven't quite healed yet. So got to take a break for now.
So tell us, were you a skateboarder before the service, or did you pick this up while you were in the service? How did that timeline go?
Sure. I'd learned how to ride one when I was a kid and hadn't done it much. But my senior year in college, when I was getting ready to join the Marine Corps, I used it as a way to relieve stress in my last semester and just continued doing it from there.
And how did you learn all the techniques you needed to know not to face plant all the time?
I do a fair amount of face planting, I'll be honest. It's really just about learning from the people around you, who in my case were mostly kids, and I'm kind of small and I was pretty young, so they sometimes didn't realize that I wasn't another like high school or middle school kid like them. Just the folks around me, and honestly, I only know a bit, enough to drop into a ramp and do some turns and things, but not super fancy. So, yeah.
Now, you're overseas, and you have your equipment with you, and you have the downtime. So how did that all work out, and what happens if some of your equipment breaks?
Sure. And do you mean our communications equipment or the skateboards?
The skateboards. Well, I know the communications equipment is the most important thing, but when you're skateboarding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, if it broke, it broke. So a good friend of mine from communications officer school had just jokingly mailed me a cheap skateboard while I was out there, because it turns out the mail service is pretty good. And on the base we were at, you could get a lot of things delivered. And, we scavenged together some plywood to put together surfaces to skate on, and wound up finding a ramp that the National Guard had made in their downtime across the base. And, but in the last month of my deployment, we were all just trading this board around and beating it up and using it a lot. As you can imagine, there's a big need for stress relief. So, and it was just this little, maybe $20 deck from Walmart or something. So the trucks, the part that hold the deck to the wheels, did just shear down the middle. And that was kind of a cosmic reminder that it was time to go home.
And Teresa, when you're overseas and you're doing your job, you need to get out of your head, so to speak, and this let you do that?
It did, and, people found different... I mean, the mission obviously was first and foremost, always, but every human needs a little bit of downtime where you can get it, and so some folks had, snuck things like guitars and unicycles into the embark shipment. I got mailed a skateboard. I read a lot of other people did a lot of reading, so everybody finds something to... hopefully, take their mind off things, at least for a couple of minutes.
And what injury are you nursing now from skateboarding? You're all healed up?
Oh, I'm mostly healed. I can't run or jump yet, but it's a hairline fracture to the sesamoid bone in my foot, which, according to my podiatrist, is a quote-unquote nightmare. So it's going to take a little while, but it'll be fine. I'm back to walking without a boot, so okay.
That sounds painful.
Yeah.
Teresa.
Don't get old, but it beats the alternative.
Keep moving. All right, Teresa, thanks for your time. And again, thanks for serving. And again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Teresa Fazio served in Iraq. And when she was there, of course, she did her job. And when she had to get out of her head and during the downtime needed a release, she was a skateboarder.